Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This week, I am at a coffee roastery in Edwardsville, Illinois, with Jen Hewley, who is CEO and one of the owners of Goshen Coffee. Thank you for inviting me here.
Thank you for coming. We're super excited to have you, and I think you just got a brief tour of the place.
I did. Very noisy, but it's a really cool process to see how the beans come out and get packaged and all that. Well, let's start with some history. When was Goshen Coffee formed? What's the story behind it?
Sure. So Goshen Coffee was started in 2003, and then my business partner, Jay Beard, bought the company in 2013. He had the company for about 7 years and then approached me and my husband about kind of joining forces in 2020. Opened up our first cafe in August of 2020, which was interesting in the heart of COVID.
Of course.
Really, first cafe, super exciting during COVID. Thank God we had a drive-through. We like to say that's what saved us for sure. We did not have anyone in the cafe for about 7 months.
Wow.
So, yeah.
And where was that location?
So that location is here in Edwardsville. It's about 10 minutes from our roastery. We then, a few years after that, opened up our second location in Soulard. And then we just opened up our third cafe in Glencarvan, Illinois. So we've been growing the cafe side of the business quite considerably since 2020, and we'll continue to. We have obviously plans to open up more cafes over the next few years. And then on the other side of the business, we've been growing the wholesale, the retail, the online business as well. So we have wholesale partners all over the country. We have a lot of partners in about a 90-mile radius of here. Really, a lot of partners in St. Louis that are other cafes or restaurants. Some really big names that people would recognize and know of. And then we partner with Schnucks and Deerbergs and Whole Foods and Straub's, all of those brands that people are also familiar with. We have our coffee in those locations as well.
And you sell the beans and the ground coffee?
We do. So most of the, at retail, at, you know, at the grocery stores, we're mostly selling whole bean. We do have some ground coffee there as well. But in our cafes, we also sell whole beans, but they will grind any bag you want. And then online, we obviously sell the full gamut of all whole bean and ground. We have 12-ounce, 2 pounds, and 5 pound formats on our website as well.
Where does the name Goshen come from?
Goshen stands for good, I can't say the word, S-H, energy. So that is what we stand for. Goshen is also a name that kind of other people would recognize in the area. There are a lot of things named Goshen for, I think, multitude of reasons. But we are, that is what we stand for. And it really is about, for us, putting out that energy and getting back that energy. And it starts with the energy and the relationships that we have with our farmers and our growers. And we have, like, cultivated these relationships over the years. We work with a lot of the same farms that we've worked with for years. We brought Tony Auger on as the chief coffee officer in 2021, and he's been amazing. He's had a lot of experience in coffee as well as green buying. That's who took you on the tour earlier. Mm-hmm. And he has really helped elevate our coffee program quite considerably since 2020. And we really do pride ourselves on the relationships. We also have coined a term called cultivate trade, where we are paying above fair trade for our coffee. We believe that fair trade barely gets the growers enough money to basically live off of, and so we are paying above that so that they have money to actually invest back into their farms as well. So it's really important for us that people kind of understand that this good energy that we put out really goes across the entire supply chain, from our growers to, you know, the bag of coffee that you're getting at home to make your cup at home, or to the latte that our baristas are serving up to you in our cafes.
Where is the coffee coming from, primarily?
It's coming from all over the world, primarily, honestly. Everybody asks me that all the time, and we have a large amount of coffee, obviously, coming from Brazil, one of the biggest, you know, producers of coffee. But Brazil, Colombia, Indonesia, Ethiopia, you name it, we've got coffee from there. So we have 16 year-round blends and single origins that we will always have. Those are available, again, like I said, on our website, in our cafes, at grocery. And then we're constantly introducing single origins that are very rare and unique, that maybe only will be around for about 6 to 8 weeks. And then we also have seasonal blends that are obviously of the season. So right now we are on summer squeeze, and that's what we're offering. We'll move into fall festivals, snow days, and then spring fling. And then on top of that, we also have a very high-end coffee line called our Secret Stash coffee line.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, and it's really for all the people who are, not that, you know, anybody can enjoy it, but it is really, really exclusive coffee that is only going to be around for probably about 4 to 6 weeks again.
Okay.
A lot of times we'll buy the entire lot. Usually it's very high-end, beautiful coffee.
What's an example of a flavor that would be one of those secret stashes?
A flavor that would be a secret stash, I'm looking at one that we had a few months ago. It was like peach honey, papaya, Riesling wine, pink lemonade.
Really?
So a lot of really interesting tasting notes in that. Secret Stash line, we want people to really be blown away by the flavors that they're tasting, and we love it when people are like, oh my gosh, I did taste peach honey, or I did taste papaya, or whatever that may be.
I also saw that you have some seasonal drinks, and the one that was mentioned to me was key lime latte.
Oh, yeah.
Is that
we actually have a key lime, it's a key lime cold brew. The key lime cold brew is delightful. It's our cold brew, which is made with our Colombia La Pelota, which is our one of our single origins. And then we have some cold foam that's infused with a little bit of lime, a little bit of graham cracker crumble on top, a bit of a tongue twister. So yeah, it's really amazing drink. We've been getting a lot of feedback, as we usually do on our seasonal drinks. So typically we'll have 3 to 4 seasonal drinks, a couple of seasonal pastry items, maybe even some toast items that are seasonal. And then we always have and are always trying to feature our seasonal coffees that we have, our single origins that we have, that are also available on our pour over bar.
I understand that
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Perhaps some of it comes from family recipes.
Oh, it does. Yeah. It does. You've been doing your research. Yeah, so we have a coffee cake recipe that was my mom's that we've been eating for much longer than I would like to admit. And then, you know, my sister and I helped create some of the other recipes. And then we've had amazing Madeline Lane, who's our GM of Edwardsville and in charge of our food program, and our head baker, Megan Garcia. They have been amazing in coming up with really some exciting and new recipes that are kind of staples on the menu, but then we also rotate in seasonal pastries and things as well.
St. Louis has a relationship with coffee that I wasn't aware of until recently, a history of it. Used to be a huge coffee town. I mean, it is now in the modern day, but there's a story behind it. Do you know much about that?
So I do know a bit about it. I think I like to say in many aspects of St. Louis, I feel like a lot of things about St. Louis, it's like the best kept secret, right? People don't know all of these awesome, interesting facts about St. Louis. And one of them is that St. Louis is a huge coffee town, right? Renoco's been here for over 100 years. There's a lot of other coffee companies that have been here for, you know, 20, 30, 40 years. So it's got a deep rooted history, as it does with a lot of things because of the Mississippi River, right? I mean, it was easy to move things, and trade was very, you know, plentiful on the river. And I think, you know, we're known for our beer, known for shoes, known for blues,
bricks.
And bricks, but we're also definitely known for coffee as well. So I think we have, you know, the amount of really amazing roasteries in St. Louis area is something that we should be super proud of.
And what about the community today, in the coffee community here? Do you communicate with other coffee companies, or how does that work?
Yeah, I think we have a really good relationship with a lot of coffee companies, not only in the St. Louis area, but across the country. You know, we're part of different organizations. Tony has a lot of, you know, relationships that he's made over the years. And, you know, I've developed relationships as well over the years. So I feel like the coffee community is something that is a bit tight-knit, right? We all kind of know each other and stay together. But it's also a very collaborative kind of sharing, you know, community. And I think specialty coffee, which we're a part of, is just continuing to grow every day. The numbers are astounding. You know, we like to say we thank our friends at Starbucks for starting kind of, you know, the second wave of coffee. And then now we're into like third, fourth, and fifth wave of coffee, and just everything around specialty coffee and the craft of coffee, but also the craft of everything related to coffee, all the other great things that you get, right? So I think for us, it always starts with coffee, and we want our customers, if you're sitting at home making a cup of coffee or you're in one of our cafes, we want that coffee to be the best coffee you've ever had and, you know, makes you say, holy crap, this is amazing. But we also want everything else that goes along with that to be amazing, from all of our, like we said, all of our food offerings, all of our pastries, our toast, but even like our branding and our merch and everything else that we offer. We're very thoughtful about everything. We love our branding. We love what we stand for. And we want as many people to experience that as possible. That's why we give away stickers. That's why we get, you know, we really are all about like promoting the brand and getting it out there and having people enjoy it as much as we do.
What about the trend of single serve coffee and coffee makers? I mean, those are hugely popular now. Is that something you're into or intentionally not into? I don't know.
Kind of intentionally not into. So the pods we have not ventured into. We just feel like for what we do, we don't think that the quality will be where we want it to be. But we do have single serve offerings that we've had on the market, and we're actually reintroducing later this summer. Those are going to be available actually at Anthropology all over the country, but they are single serve coffee bags. Essentially, they look like large tea bags, They are amazing. You put them in a cup, add hot water. You can also add cold water and steep them overnight. But they are it's an amazing cup of coffee, either, you know, sitting at your desk, at your house, on the go. We have people who have taken them on vacations all over the world. So we feel like that for us is a really easy application that you don't have to have a coffee maker to make. You just need to have hot water.
Are there any other trends in the coffee business we should know about?
I think, you know, cold brew is a big one, and it has been a big one for years. We just introduced our super concentrated cold brew, which is amazing. We've introduced that in a 32-ounce bottle, which makes about 2.5 gallons of cold brew. So we've really made that size available to our cafes, but to also all of our wholesale customers to really improve the quality, the ease of making cold brew, all of those great things around that product. And then we will be introducing a smaller version, an 8-ounce version, that's a little bit smaller, lower of a price point for the everyday consumer to grab, to add water to, and make a coffee on the go as well. So I think that's a big trend in coffee right now. It's just canned cold brew concentrate, all of those. The great thing about our cold brew concentrate is that it is shelf stable, so it doesn't have to be refrigerated. Obviously, it has to be refrigerated after you open it, but it can be stored just on a shelf. So it's pretty amazing product. The taste, the flavor is amazing. We'd been working on it for a couple of years before we launched it, so we're super excited about that product, and it has been flying off the shelf.
Yeah. Is there anything else you wanted to mention?
I think, you know, for me, Goshen Coffee is all about this family and environment that we've created. I've talked about, you know, from our growers to our baristas, but it really is about this team of people that we've put together. We have amazing people here at the roastery. We have amazing people at our cafes. And so for me, when I, you know, wanted to be a part of something that I was, you know, that I owned and led, I think that was super important for me. And I think, you know, the team of people that we have is amazing, and the people we continue to add to that team are really what makes all this run and work, and you know, we're able to get out our message to as many people as possible.
Jen Huey, one of the owners of Goshen, thanks so much for inviting me over here. It's been fun to learn about your company.
Awesome. Thanks so much for coming. We appreciate it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.